This is Marian Spencer, and it's February 3rd, 2022, and I'm sitting here with Chris Gustafson in her cozy kitchen. Chris, would you like to just tell us a bit about your family, your parents' names, birth dates, and maybe what your maiden name and your husband's name are, please?
Yes, my parents are Edith and Alt. Appoll, A-P-O-L-L, and they were born in Holland. Their birthdays, my mom's birthday was August 20th, 1912. My dad's birthday was July 14th, 1913. And we came to Canada in 1952, in March of 1952, and there was a lot of snow when we came, and we came to Pierce, Alberta. The reason we came to Canada during the war in 1942, July 9th, a bomb hit our home and totally everything was destroyed, including my baby brother, who was not even 3 years old, was killed at the time. The war caused a lot of destruction in Holland, and so my parents, after the war, things looked pretty bleak for jobs or for any kind of future, and my parents decided to immigrate to Canada, which was very popular at the time, and some of the Dutch, a lot of Dutch people immigrated to Canada. And that's when we decided to come. I was born in 1943, so we came to Canada in 1952. I was 8 years old and in grade two, and my mom and dad had six children at the time, coming to a land where we had no power, no running water, and just lots of snow and cold.
How did you get to Canada?
We came by ship. 10 days by ship, and these Dutch immigrant ships, they were ships that were transformed from Navy ships to immigrant ships.
How did you feel at the time about leaving Holland?
As an eight-year-old, I was probably just excited about going on a trip.
Do you remember details of the trip?
I do, because I was eight. I remember getting seasick for 4 days and getting to Halifax and walking on land, my sea legs, I couldn't walk properly. I remember that very well.
It seems to me last time you mentioned that one of your siblings actually had chicken pox, I think, during the trip.
Yes, we'd all had basically chicken pox. Mine was all finished, so I was able to stay with my dad in the cabin on the ship. But my four of my siblings were in the hospital with my mom on the ship. They were still recovering from their chicken pox, except my sister, who was two, did not have the chicken pox. And the day we arrived and saw land in Halifax, her chicken pox broke out. And at first they did not want her coming aboard or coming on land, but then they said, yes, she can come, but she has to stay in Halifax in the hospital and we could go on to Alberta, which of course my mom said, if she doesn't go, we don't go.
So did you all end up staying a few extra days in Halifax then?
No, we just, I think, got it all settled and were put on the train 4 days by train to Pierce, Alberta.
Where is Pierce?
It's about 20 kilometers east of Edson, Alberta.
Okay. And did you say this was in March?
It was March 4th when we left Holland, and we arrived the 14th in Halifax, and the 18th of March we arrived in Pierce.
Well, I guess you had your experience of a first winter in Canada.
Yes, we sure did.
Tell us about your home. Was this all arranged before you came?
Yes, it came through the immigration department, a Christian Reformed churches, and they had a home for us, which was ready with the basics, and they got us off the train and took us into the home that they had ready for us, because our personal belongings were coming by a ship, and that would take 6 weeks to get there. So we needed things like blankets and a few dishes until then.
So the people in Pierce helped you out and gave you the bare essentials?
Yes.
That's great. This must have all been a little bit frightening, because I imagine at the time you didn't speak English.
No, but as children, I don't remember that part. My mom had taken some English lessons in Holland before we left, because she wanted to make sure she could at least get groceries or do that. She was a smart woman in that way, so she knew a few things anyway. But us kids, we went to school right away, and my mom said 3 weeks after we'd been in school, we could get along with the kids at school, and I don't ever remember not getting speaking to them.
Oh, that's great. So there was no shyness or hesitancy at joining in with the Canadian kids.
There were a number of Dutch families that had also come maybe a year or so before. In fact, there was three families, and they had children our age. So if we had a question we didn't understand, they could translate for us. And so we weren't, you know, the only ones there that were.
Oh, that's great. Did you enjoy school in Canada?
I did.
What did you like best about school?
Well, I'm not sure. It was quite different because it was in a log school, and the games they played here were totally different. And I remember kids came to school on horseback and things like that. So what did I like about it? I don't know. Just probably playing with other kids.
How did you get to school?
Because we were in the town of Pierce, the school was about a mile out. There was a bus that took us.
Oh, good. What did your dad do for work once you got to Pierce?
When my dad came here, his job was, because they all had a house for us, and also the people that sponsor you had to make sure that you had work. And his job was cutting brush along the highway between Knighton and Edson, because they were just putting the highway through to pave it. And so that was his work.
That was hard work. Was he able to come home at nighttime?
He was there all week and came home only on the weekend, because we did not have a car and did not realize that distances in this country, you need something. You can't get there walking.
Wow. How did your mom manage with your dad gone so much?
There were six of us children, and my mom, she did what all mothers do, took care of us, and yeah. I never complained. I don't remember her ever complaining.
If you lived in town, did you have any animals that you had to take care of?
We did not. But we didn't live in town very long, because the house we were in was not a very good place. And my dad soon, within the year, got a job at the railroad. And when he got the job at the railroad and we found a bigger house to live in, we moved out of town. All we had was a dog and a cat. And my dad wanted to farm a bit, so we did get horses, which he went on horseback to work for a bit until we got a car. And we had some pigs and a couple of cows, and that's what everybody kind of had. If you lived in the country, you had that kind of a farm around there to survive.
Okay, but it was still in the Pierce area, so did you complete school in Pierce?
Yes, it was in the Pierce area, Pierce and Rosevere. I went to school till grade 9. We went to Knighton for a year because there was no grade 10 in Pierce, and then that was too far to go, so eventually I went for my grade 10, 11, 12 in Edson to school.
Okay.
Which is nearby.
Were you able to live at home when you went to high school?
I did, but my last year or so I stayed with a lady who I helped look after her children, and I went to school from there it was right in the town of Edson.
Okay. So after you finished school, did you work at some job?
I worked at a warehouse in Edson. It was called Four Way Wholesale, who got all groceries and produce by a train that came through and distributed to all the stores.
Okay.
Hinton Piers, they quite a distance, and I worked in the office there in the one of the departments.
Okay, and is Edson where you met your husband?
Edson's where I met my husband. He was training to be a mechanic at one of the service stations right next door to where I was staying.
Ah, so that's how you met. So during the time that you were in Edson and dating, what kind of things did you guys do for fun?
Besides work?
Yeah, besides work.
We belong to the youth, or I did anyway, the young peoples of our church, and we had activities going with that, whether it was hay rides or baseball games or, I don't know, you just got together and did those things.
Okay, so I guess you met your husband when you were probably 18 or 19 then.
I did.
Okay, and so when did you get married from there?
We were married in July of 1963, and I was 19, but 1 month later I turned 20, so pretty just about 20.
Okay, and did you stay in Edson after you got married?
Only until November, because my husband was apprenticing, and his fourth year as an apprenticeship, then he was a mechanic. He became a mechanic in October. And on November 11th, he had a job in Edmonton in Gold Bar, wherever that is in Edmonton, as a mechanic.
Okay.
So we moved there.
And when you moved to Edmonton, were you there for very long?
We had four children there and moved to Athabasca in 1969.
Okay. When you lived in Edmonton, did you work as well? Or I guess you were busy raising kids by that point.
I had worked for about a year off and on in the bank in Sherwood Park, because that's where we were living.
Okay. So when you moved to Athabasca, was it for your husband's work? Did he get a transfer, or was there more opportunities in Athabasca?
He always wanted to have his own garage after being a mechanic and not working for someone else, so the opportunity came at the Basca. There was a service station, I think it was called Redhead at the time, and they were looking for somebody to manage that, and that's how we ended up going at the Basca. I had no idea where at the Basca was even at the time.
When he went for his job interview, did you come up as well to sort of check out the town before you made the move?
Yes, I did come up with him because he was taking over from somebody else who'd been in there. And to say I check out the town, I had four children and the oldest one was five. I was at home, a stay-at-home mom, and didn't really matter as far as what's going on in the town at the time.
So what were your first impressions of Athabasca? Did it look like a good place to raise your family?
That's a hard question, because basically I really didn't want to go, because I don't know why, but did not. Of course, leaving friends and families and never knowing where Athabasca is. But it was my husband's job, and where he goes, I go. That's how I was brought up. As far as opportunities go, because I had no children in school yet, I did what we always do when we went places. When we came to Canada, our family was the church family. That's because aunts, uncles, and grandparents were no longer in the picture when you come to another country. So that became our family. So we came to Athabasca. I looked for a church that suited my needs, which would become my family, and that's what I did, and that's where I found friends, and they had children my kids' age, and
helped you settle in.
That was my, help right there.
So this house that we're in today, is this the house that you've had from the beginning of when you moved to Athabasca?
No, we lived in five different houses the first year.
Oh, gosh.
If you don't think that was hard with four kids.
Why so many?
Because there was nothing to rent at the time. In 69 and 70, Athabasca had no place. Yeah, you couldn't find any place to rent. Must have been a boom on, I don't know. And so we settled. We rented a number of places. The house we're in now, we have been, 45 years. So considering we've been in Athabasca 52 years, we've been here in this house a long time.
This is home sweet home. That's great. So I think when Elder first came here, he was working for someone else. But everybody knows about Gustafson's Auto Clinic. He must have decided to go out on his own. When did that happen?
When he started here, he was working. He ran the service station himself, and that's as a mechanic. And it also had the gas pumps at the time, right? He did that for, I'm just trying to think today, maybe 10 years. And his health got really bad, and he had a tow truck, and he was always gone. And it was a winter, I remember, with lots of snow and always towing, that he decided to get out. And so Bob Lasiak is the one who bought him out. And then he wanted to move to somewhere else and get a place. He thought Grand Prairie, but my boys were in high school and they all said, we're not moving, our friends are here. So he worked for Bob as a mechanic for about 8 years. And then when Sean graduated, Sean became a mechanic. And in 1984, he started his own place called Gustafson's Auto Clinic in the industrial park.
Did the boys help him out with his business, seeing as they were in high school? Were they mechanically inclined?
Well, Sean became a mechanic and opened the shop with Elder. But Sean and him didn't work that well together. Sean was there maybe a couple years. But Kevin, who was just coming out of high school, he decided once to be a mechanic, and he apprenticed under Elder. And, of course, when he apprenticed and was done his mechanics, he worked with his dad, and he stayed with his dad. And he finally took over the business. I'm not sure how long ago that was, 15 years ago, when Elder turned 65, Kevin and Stacy bought him out. So he's still there, and it's still in the family, and now also Kevin's son Colton is a mechanic.
That's great. At any point, did you have to help him with the business? Did you do paperwork or
I did paperwork for a bit, but it wasn't my thing at all.
Okay. So I know you mentioned you had four kids in Edmonton, but it seems to me you have six kids in your family?
Yes. In 77, I had another daughter here. And then in 79, we had another daughter. So it's like two families. And then in 1998, I decided my four kids were grown and out of the house. The two girls were in school by 5 and grade 7. I took a licensed practical nurse course because I felt I could still do something besides sitting around, and graduated in 1990 and was a licensed practical nurse for 27 years up at the hospital.
I know from a friend who works at the hospital that you were greatly missed after you retired. You had the reputation for always helping people cover their shifts and working shifts that some people didn't exactly want to work. So, yeah, you made a good lasting impression with people at the hospital.
I really enjoyed it.
So how old were you when you decided to do this?
I was 46 when I took my nursing course. So I was the oldest one in the class there. There was 14 of us that took it right here in Athabasca. They offered the course. If enough people would take it, it would be right here. And it was a 10-month course. And they paid me for taking it because I was improving my status or something, because I was just a stay-at-home mom up until then.
Well, I think it shows quite a bit of ambition on your behalf that you took that on at 46. Good for you. With the students being younger than you, did you sometimes feel like you were mothering them, or did they just accept you as an equal student?
Actually, most of them that were in that course were older. I was the oldest, but we had a number of them that were only a couple years younger.
Oh, okay.
There was only two that were really young, like 20, or one was an 18-year-old, I think. So maybe they felt more intimidated with us older ones.
Well, they probably didn't. I just wondered if they bought their problems to you and asked you for advice, that's all. Yeah, so with your kids kind of coming from two different age categories, there must have been a few years when the four older ones were still in the house when the girls were born. Do you have memories of any favorite family times that you spent together?
Oh, that's hard to say. If someone would ask me, would I have done it any different? I say no. There's 8 years between the oldest four and then the next one. And in between, when I had those next ones, I did used to babysit in my home for about 8 years while I had my two younger ones. So lots of interaction with kids, teenagers, special times, maybe just going on vacation once in a while was about as special as it could get.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. So where are your kids now? Do they live here or other places?
Okay, my three sons, which are the oldest, all live here in Athabasca. Two of them married girls from Athabasca. Two of the boys work at LPAC, and Kevin, of course, works at the shop. So they've stayed right here. My girls, my oldest daughter, I don't know if you know, her family was in a terrible accident in 1989, where she lost her husband and two children in a terrible motorcycle accident, and was pregnant at the time and not knowing it, so we have a special miracle grandson from that. She has since remarried and has another son, so she lives in Innisfail, Alberta. My daughter Shirley lives in Manitoba, and she has three children. And my daughter Laura, who's the youngest, she just turned 42, she lives in Bentley, Alberta, and has three children.
What is your daughter's name that was in the...
Kim.
Kim. So it sounds like you've got a few grandchildren.
I have 15 grandchildren.
Wow.
And two of them are married. I have one great-grandchild, and I'm expecting another great-grandchild in April. And today is actually the birthday of my grandson, who's in Manitoba. He turns 20 today, and he was just engaged. So there's
the family continues
to grow.
That's great. It's been, with all these grandchildren, it's been a kind of a long time to ask this question, but how did you feel the first time you became a grandma?
It's hard to say. At the time when I became my first grandchild there, my two younger children were still at home, probably 10 and 12. So it was like having another didn't seem much different than having my own, especially when they were right here in town. I remember looking after them a fair amount, even, babysat them. When they're sick, they would bring them to Grandma's house.
When you took up nursing, it sounds to me that you spend a lot of time looking after kids, and I'm just wondering, is that what got your interest sparked with nursing? Taking care of others?
Actually, I always wanted to be a nurse, but then I got married, so it was like, and had four children, and you know, so when the opportunity arose that they were going to offer this course here in town, I thought, oh, maybe I could do that now, you know. And that's kind of where that came. And apparently I did not finish my grade 12 when I went to school, so I had to take the JET exam in Slave Lake to make, because you had to have your grade 12. And I did that.
Well, good for you.
I thought, okay, if I pass this exam, it's a sign that I can take the course. And I did.
With that JET exam, did you have to prepare for it?
Yes, we did. We did have the only thing that really bothered me about it, I think, was a lot of the math or algebra. It wasn't that hard, but I remember.
Did you have to know physics and biology and chemistry and all that stuff that nurses have to do?
And not for the JET exam. That was basically your finishing your grade 12, right?
Okay.
Taking the course? No, it wasn't bad for homework and so on. But it was only a 10-month course at the time, and now it's a 2-year course. So, you know, through the years that I worked, we had to keep taking courses to keep up with all the changes, like, that were happening. And, you know, now the LPNs do more, or even we did it. When we started, we couldn't pass drugs or nothing. Well, when we ended, so many years later, we're taking courses, we're giving needles, we're giving drugs, we're more and more. So it was a learning thing. You were never done learning, it seems.
Lifelong learning.
Yeah. As changes come about, you know, that's...
Well, and changes always happen in the medical field.
Yes.
I don't remember. What year did you say you retired?
Okay, I was 73 years old and I'm 78. So what is it?
5 years ago.
5 years ago, about 70, yes. No matter.
Maybe 2017?
17, 16, yeah. I worked past my 65. I worked till I was 73.
And at what prompted you to know that that was the time to retire when you lasted so much longer than the 65 year?
Well, I was casual, so of course, mind you, you can work lots on casual. And I was healthy and I enjoyed it very much. So every year I kind of thought, oh, I'll do it another year. And then my husband passed away the year before that. I was going to quit that year when he passed, and then I thought, oh, I'll go another year now. I'm, you know, nothing stopping me. And so that's what I did.
Well, maybe it helped you get settled after Elder's passing. But it sounds like you really enjoyed your job, so that's great. Now, I remember you telling me about a trip you went on back to Holland with your girls. Was that after you retired?
Yes. Yeah, that's only like 4 years ago now, or yeah, before COVID. We were just lucky. We did it the year before COVID.
Perfect.
My three girls and I went back to Holland, saw the school I went to. It was still there. Visit relatives. Yeah.
That was really a special time for you and the girls?
It was.
How long did you stay?
We were only there little over 2 weeks, I believe, because the girls, of course, all have work to come back home to. And we went in April during the tulip festivals.
Oh, nice. It must have been gorgeous.
Beautiful. And the weather was great.
Oh, that's awesome. Have you done much traveling other than that since you've retired?
No, not really since I retired. And, of course, COVID, and I haven't been retired very long, so...
Nope. When you think about it, you've seen a lot. You were born at the ends of World War II, and now you've survived a pandemic. Jeez. Well, I hope we've all survived the pandemic.
Yeah.
It seems to be ongoing, but I think it's getting better. So in your retirement, what have you found that you like to do that keeps you busy and fulfilled?
Well, it was quilting. I did a lot of quilting and enjoyed that a lot. It kept, and only in the past year or so, because my eyes have aged and are not as good as they used to be, I can't do the quilting anymore. So I have to find something else. But I also enjoy walking. And if I can, I walk with a friend every day, and we do the hills and walk for a good hour.
Well, I think you've had a pretty active and interesting life, really. Think about it. Like, I think you've got a really upbeat attitude, and you just dig in and get done what needs to be done, and you've worked hard. And so if you were to have any words of wisdom that you might like to pass on to your great-grandchildren's generation, what do you think that you could tell them about how to live a happy, successful life?
Just be thankful for every day and to count your blessings every day, because there are many of them.
Okay, well, that's great. Thanks so much for sharing your life story with me. I really appreciate it.
You're
and enjoyed
welcome.
It.